That was Jennifer, like Thursday night at 11 o'clock. She still had the music on, and she was power washing the back patio in her swimsuit.
Got her done.
But boy, go to Facebook to see what our new patio looks like. It looks like a new patio.
Was that taken the same day?
It was.
Wow.
And yeah, I mean, I didn't even realize it was that bad. I mean, I knew it was had changed color, but that's two completely different colors.
Yeah.
I just felt like every time we went out there, everything was gritty. So I did the tables, the concrete countertop, the shades.
I tried to stick my head out the door for 1 second, and then, no way, baby. I was going to get power washed. So the phones blew up during break because everybody didn't get this phone number. Again, it's Karcher. It's spelled K-A-R-C-H-E-R. You can look at them at Karcher.com. Or give the local Arizona distributor a phone call, Mary or Mark Gilson, 480-782-7412. All right, moving on.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Moving.
If you're trying to tackle a project around your house, home, castle, or cabin, it's the perfect time to call. We got a couple calls in queue. We have a couple calls, a couple lines open. Give us a ring wherever you're listening to us. Give us a rain report. You know, indications are John Harper Sr. at Groom Creek got 2 inches last night.
Yo!
2 inches.
Woo!
Okay, my friends over in Nutrioso, Springerville, Eager, say they have just been covered up
awesome.
In rain. And as well as a friend of mine down in Sonoyta says they are just getting tremendous amounts of rain. You know, think about it. We've only had like two or three little fires we've heard about. I mean, we're getting good and wet here, all statewide.
I hope so. We didn't get a lot in Whitman. You could still see around the bigger trees underneath the canopy.
Nothing.
Was still dry.
Okay.
So it wasn't soaking or running, but we got a little out in Whitman.
Awesome.
Not our 2 inches, though.
All right. If you're trying to tackle a project, give us a ring. 1-888-767-4348.
And Roger and Williams has called in with some tool tips. Real quick before we get to him.
Yes.
I have been spending a lot of time over the years observing what kind of handle, metal. A lot of people say that'll wear your forearms out if you're
for
using
your hammer?
All day. Or just anything.
Oh, okay.
Just metal in general will wear your joints out. But I still buy it because I like things to last a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't use a hammer every single day, so I kind of... But sometimes that's unavailable. Fiberglass you see a lot of and wood. So what fiberglass over wood? From my personal experience... I still stick with the wood.
Yep,
you've got to oil it, the handles, because they, I'll use a perfect example. I bought a manure rake with a wood handle.
Mm-hmm.
It was tight in the store to the rake. I took it home. 2 days later, the wood was loose. It had dried up that much from not being in an air-conditioned space. Had to tighten
it. You just throw it in the water trough.
Yeah, let it soak back
That's
up.
That's right.
But, man, that fiberglass, once it starts breaking down, you can use a wood handle for a little while, and wood splinters are easier to get out of your hand. Those fiberglass splinters are
they're torture.
Oh, man. No mercy in fiberglass handles.
You know, on my nail apron, on my tool belt, I'll carry a 32-ounce S-wing for demo, you know, and it's got the rubber on the end.
The rubber handle.
But when I'm framing, just give me a good 32, 34, 36-ounce framing hatchet with a wood handle.
Mm.
It just fits, you know. Just fits.
And I'm not somebody that can use gloves a lot of time. And that even as nice as the rubber is on the S-wing, because I have the same thing, on my mallet, that wood, it just reacts to your skin so much better than a fiberglass and rubber. I don't know what it is, but let's see what Roger's tool tips are for us this morning. Colin from outside of beautiful Williams, Arizona. That's some place that needs some water.
Yes, it does. Hey, Roger.
I just recently bought a 16-ounce S-wing, you know, solid steel hammer.
Yeah.
And because I'd had a wooden one for years, and I kept messing with the shims, and I just couldn't keep it, couldn't keep the head from being loose. And I really like the grip on that S-wing.
It'll last forever.
It'll last forever. Better for what I paid for it.
Yeah.
But I also have an airless sprayer that I basically use to clean itself. When I'm all done cleaning it out, I put another 5-gallon bucket of water on there and just kind of spray the sprayer off and spray the hoses off. And you can kind of use a good airless sprayer for cleaning things too, you know.
Absolutely. You sure can.
Get kind of double use out of it since I don't do that much painting with it, you know.
Yeah.
I used to have apartments and used it all the time, but I sold those, so.
Yeah. And tell us about the water conditions in Williams right
well,
now.
Well, the monsoon started early this year. You know, it started about the 1st of July, you know, and that's about a week early.
Okay.
But we've had, and it rained for several weeks there, but we've kind of had a little hiatus for the last 3, 4, 5 days here. It hasn't really rained much.
I heard a report that y'all had passed a city ordinance that it was against the law to wash cars or water your lawn. Is that
true?
Oh,
yeah. Williams is really hurting for water.
Yeah, that's what
I heard. They've had wells going down and all kinds of problems there. I actually live outside the city and collect water off the roof. So
okay.
I don't use a lot of water, but
sounds like
Williams has some problems with water.
Yeah, they do. Roger, we appreciate the call. A pressure washer in an airless sprayer in a tight situation can be used to pressure wash.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.